We're starting to hear talks of a government shutdown as a possibility this week. What's the likelihood, and why is this coming about?
Well, for the most part, you hear about it not getting an agreement on DACA, and Democrats using that leverage to get an agreement on DACA. There can be an agreement on DACA, but it doesn't have to be done until March the 5th. There isn't one of these young people going to be hurt in the meantime. So we got plenty of time to do that, and there's a lot of work that has to be done to reach a bipartisan compromise to get that done. So then you got the issue of how much, if you don't reach an agreement, we can extend it for another month while we're working on not only DACA, even though DACA really doesn't have to be put in with an appropriation bill, but to reach final agreement for fiscal years 18 and 19 on how much spending to have. There's general agreement we need more money for defense, and there will be a lot more money for defense because of the war on terrorism and trying to make up for the shortcomings of money that Obama didn't want to spend on defense. But there's a lot of people, particularly in the Democrat Party, that say if you're going to spend $1 more on defense, you got to spend $1 more on domestic programs. Well, defense is the number one responsibility of the federal government, in other words, protecting the American people. So then, in turn, what's the relationship between what we spend on the number one responsibility of the federal government with what every other thing the federal government does? But the Democrats are using that for leverage, and that's the second reason they're threatening to shut it down. But in the final analysis, it costs money to shut down the federal government. It costs money to open up the federal government. So it's just not a very financially or fiscally wise thing to do. And I think Democrats know it, and they're going to have to take the heat if they want to shut down the government. That's why I don't think the government's going to be shut down.
And talking about DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, what do you hope to see happen, or what do you think will happen?
What was kind of agreed to in big terms, four issues that were decided a week ago today at the White House. You saw some of it on television, I'm sure. I was there sitting across from the president, and I heard a lot of Iowans talking about it when I was home this week holding town meetings. And it was narrowed down to legalizing the kids, border security, ending chain migration, and doing away with the diversity visa. Now, just naming those four things and narrowing it down to that doesn't mean that we have an agreement yet. But by narrowing it down and working out the details of those four things, it's a very accomplishable goal.
And changing gears here a little bit, can you tell us what is going on with the Children's Health Insurance Program?
Yeah. Just before Christmas, we put another several billion, I don't know if it's $3, $5, or $7 billion, I don't remember, but we put money in it to run it for another several months. There was about 5 or 6 states running out of money. I don't think I was going to run out until next July. But regardless, there's more money in it now. So it's not going to stop anybody that's in the program from being helped from the program with their health care needs. We've reached a bipartisan agreement on the substance of it, and it was voted out of the committee I serve on October the 1st. It's been held up by the House, not liking the way we finance it, and maybe they want some changes made in the program. In the meantime, the Congressional Budget Office has made some rulings that's been very beneficial, that financing it isn't a big problem anymore, and we ought to be able to move ahead with it whenever we get a final appropriation bill through to get us through the end of the fiscal year.
So it's still going through all the processes?
Well, no. It's in a sense, it's through all the processes. All it has to go through now is getting final approval by the House and Senate.
All right. And then the other thing that you've mentioned in some of your meetings and at the beginning of the year was you're hoping to see the Farm Bill updated. Do you think that'll be addressed later down the road this year?
It's got to be. One of two things. If we don't get that addressed by early summer, then what we're going to have to do is just extend the existing Farm Bill for the 2019 crop year.
And what are some of the updates that you would like to see in that farm bill?
I don't know whether I call them updates or not, except you could use the term reauthorization. We want to keep the federal crop insurance program pretty much as is. There's a couple other safety net programs that need some tweaking. And then we have a CRP problem where the federal government uses a formula, so we got to change the formula so it isn't driving up and competing unfairly with cash rent farmers, because the federal government can pay more for CRP than a lot of farmers can afford to pay for cash rent, and they're being outbid. A lot of farmers are being hurt because landlords are putting it in CRP, and we got to reduce that payment for CRP.
All right. And in closing, is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners at this time?
Yeah, I had a very successful 7 county meetings Friday, Saturday, and then again on Monday. A couple businesses, a couple open town meetings, a couple schools, and a hospital. So for the 38th year in a row, I'm starting my tour through the 99 counties. I've got 92 to go the rest of this year. And I found them well attended and a lot of good questions and learning a lot from young people through the high schools, learning a lot from people that are in businesses, you know, factory workers as an example that can't come to my town meetings. And we had 2 successful open town meetings that were well attended and very good questions, sometimes very tough questions, but then any member of Congress ought to be able to handle those.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Goodbye.
Take care.